It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proust. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, basically the fun you can have with food, your family, your friends, here in Fairbanks. We have four wonderful sponsors to our show. I hope that you use them all. Bobby's Downtown, the Food Bank, Quality Sales, and the Hoodoo Brewery. They treat us and the show so very fine. We certainly appreciate them. Please use them if you can. They are the bedrocks of business here in Fairbanks. We are rolling into April. Warm weather, the great outdoors. It's time to start thinking about our decks, barbecue grills, the outdoor events. But we will dedicate that to May, the outdoors. April, we're going to be looking at Italian cooking. My mom was full Italian. Her parents, my grandparents, immigrated from Orsange, Italy around 1912. So I grew up with pasta, red sauce, and every Sunday and Wednesday evening, every meal we had at the dinner table was Italian. Pasta is wonderful. A family get-together. This is where my love of food started and forged an appreciation of family and togetherness began. So with that, I have in the studio with me here Tanya Kluklis and Rhonda Widener. We are going to discuss a wonderful learning and food experience that we went through 2 weeks ago. Rhonda, how are you doing?
Hello, David. Doing well.
Tanya, how are you doing?
Doing pretty darn good. Looking forward to this.
Now, that's the thing about food. You can have an idea and plan and not implement it for how many years, Rhonda?
I think we started talking about making our own raviolis maybe 7 years ago.
7 years ago, pasta. It's Italian month, so homemade pasta, homemade ravioli. Now, you had the thought in the house location. Tanya had the pasta making equipment, and I started out as the witness. So it was
and
just
the wine.
I brought the wine. I was the wine boy, and we had a great time. But Rhonda, you were the one who set the standard of the beets that we're going to make beet pasta. And you were the one who did the cheese stuffing. So let's start with the beets. How did you prepare the beets for the flour?
Well, this started out as a Pinterest recipe that caught my attention because of the color. Beets are such a rich magenta color, and it's something that we regularly have here in Fairbanks from our farmers markets. So the color caught my attention, and that earthy flavor caught my attention. And then you can't go wrong with butter and cheese. So the beets were just a natural.
What did you do to get to the beets?
Well, beets are a little high maintenance. We baked them for a little bit
to soften them
and then pureed them. And the puree was just such a beautiful color.
It was gorgeous.
It was. That was.
And honestly, I don't think I really tasted the beets in the pasta. Did you?
No, I really didn't. And unlike a lot of other people, I'm not the biggest beet eater. I enjoy them pickled, oddly enough, and I've cooked beet greens plenty of times, but I am not a roasted or otherwise beet eater, and it actually was pretty great in the pasta.
Taste is 25% visual.
I agree.
And the way the pasta turned out before we made it into ravioli, it's the coloration. You couldn't wait to try it. So you got the beets ready. Tell us about the preparation of your flour, of the pasta itself.
Boy, well, we made too much.
Enough is never enough pasta. Fairbanks, yes, we did. We're rookies.
I just used the regular King Arthur flour just because that's a pretty standard for baking, reliable. But just butter, eggs, and flour. A little bit of salt.
Equipment that you used?
And the beets. Oh, my wonderful Tiffany Blue KitchenAid.
Yep, and then you threw the beets in there with it? and you let it mix for about 5 minutes, and you let it rest for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Tanya came in with her equipment.
Oh, yes. So I have a classic, I think it's a Marcano brand Italian hand crank pasta machine. And you get to run your dough through it as you slowly crank down the rollers so that you get your dough thinner and thinner and thinner. So we started at a 1 and we went to a 7 where you could just about see through it. And it was pretty fun. David had a good laugh because I've had some migratory jobs over the last few years, and so a lot of my kitchen has been in storage. So we sacrificed some of Rhonda's beautiful magenta pasta dough to make sure that we cleaned out any of the dust or debris that might have gathered in there, because we care about quality control.
The remnants.
Yes, remnants. The remnants.
And we had so much dough, we could do that.
Yes,
we
yes,
needed
we
the
did.
Practice.
Yeah, that too. Totally needed the practice.
So it was interesting, you know, just me being the witness and the wine pourer, and then watching it. And Rhonda, you then made the stuffing. How did you make the stuffing?
I went and made friends with the cheese guy, with the Murray's cheese guy at Fred's. And
that's a good person to make a friends with.
Absolutely. And bought quality ricotta cheese to start, and mixed in some fresh Parmesan. And that was it. It was that simple. It was just a really light flavored filling.
So then what would happen, Fairbanks, is Tanya would clamp the equipment down to one of your countertops and would start putting it in. And, you know, the first two rounds, you know, it was thick, you know, you didn't need my help. I was just witnessing
assistance.
This. But then as it got thinner and thinner, these were coming out really long pieces. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like 4 feet. So all of our hands were helping pulling us out. And there was
and
a lot of fun.
It
was a lot of fun.
It was so delicate that, yeah, we had to have all of us supporting the dough so it didn't tear.
Yeah.
Which helped make it super tender by the time we cooked it. It was great.
So then we would put it down and we would take our little item that gave the ravioli shape and cut the pasta, and then Rhonda would then put the filling in the pasta, and then we would crimp it closed. And it took us about a round to mm-hmm. really get our system down. But we started getting the system down of production.
We did.
So, mm-hmm. so then, okay, we get through that. We have a lot more dough than needed. But we're good with that. We're good with that. But we have to try this magnificent beet ravioli with the cheese filling. So, Rhonda, you made an incredible sauce, a light sauce. What was that light sauce to go with it?
I was really excited about this sauce. It was a blood orange tarragon butter sauce. And
oh, I know. You know, you're pulling out the oranges, blood oranges. Oh, yeah, like everyone's going to think about that, but you did, and go ahead, sorry to interrupt.
It was beautiful. The color of the juice was a light pink color.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of caught me off guard. I guess I was expecting that color to be a little richer once it was mixed with the butter, but the color mixed with the fresh tarragon was really a pretty, it was just pretty on your plate.
It was really striking.
Mm-hmm.
So you boiled some water. We put in our homemade raviolis.
After 7 years
of
7 years
about
in the making.
This, and you put in the and you made a blood orange tarragon butter sauce to go with it.
Garnished with walnuts.
And as we're sitting there, I'm saying thinking to myself, this is surreal. You don't get this anywhere in Fairbanks except at Rhonda's house, with the combination of Rhonda and Tanya doing this. Thank you. It was incredible.
I'm a good sous chef. Yeah.
And I brought the Pinot Noir from the Central Coast of California.
And it was delicious and paired marvelously well with the ravioli.
It does.
And yeah, you guys made the ravioli. I practiced making tortellini for the first time, and you all were very generous with trying them, but it was definitely, obviously, an amateur rookie effort. But it was fun.
I doubt that. Yeah, you know, it's interesting how you like to cook, and I always, on a Sunday, I always try and have a pasta, just the way I grew up with my mom and the family. And so on Sunday, I made up a nice Italian dish, and I went and got some DeSico, not linguine, but the thicker one. Anyway, and I made up a sauce to go with it, and it was going to be a chicken mushroom fettuccine. And so you have to have two pots going. One is for your water and boiling your fettuccine down. Then the other one is your sauce that you're going to finish your fettuccine in. And then I put the chicken breasts in the oven wrapped in aluminum foil with butter on top. I did not spice them except for salt, because I did not want any influences in the fettuccine except for what I was going to put in it. And so it takes you about 10 to 15 minutes to get your fettuccine, you know, cooked al dente. And I made 2 pounds. I was going over to the Elks Lodge with this dish. And so, you know, you make 2 pounds. That's a lot of fettuccine to make. So cooking that down and then getting my sauce, my fettuccine sauce ready. I start out with butter. Then I put in there some nice thin sliced garlic and some thin sliced shallots. I went roots on it, and this got that, this flavorful. Then I put in the white wine, a nice Pinot Gris, and I'm putting in amounts of it, and I get that going and just to a nice little settling boil. And then I put in the cream and the nutmeg. You know, I'm setting the standard for a sauce. And then once I got the fettuccine, I'd say cook 80%. And I finished it in the sauce and had all that absorb into the fettuccine.
That's the way to do it.
And I had sauteed up the mushrooms, you know, 2 pounds of mushrooms, and thin sliced them. And I put the butter with the mushrooms in there, and I thin sliced the chicken breast that I had. Then I finished it. Before I put that in, I finished the fettuccine with a nice Asiago cheese. Mm-hmm. And it was brought it all together. Nothing dominated, but it all worked out well together, but nothing dominated. And it was just, oh. Yeah. So on a Saturday, had ravioli. On a Sunday, I had fettuccine. I was in Italian heaven.
Pasta Fairbanks, 2 days in a row.
I know it. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break to listen to our wonderful sponsors. I have Tanya Klukas and Rhonda Waitner in the studio with me. This is a pre-recorded show on a Saturday night. It's wonderful out there. Start getting your deck cleared off, but cook pasta tomorrow. Sunday's a pasta day. We'll be back in a minute.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden, or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery, some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have in the studio with me here Tanya Klukas and Rhonda Widener. Ladies, how you doing?
Oh, doing great.
You know, cooking is fun. It's an Italian month. Tanya, give us an Italian dish that you either like or you like to cook.
You know, it's such a great cuisine, whether you're going from the north, you know, where you've got closer to the French influences, going all the way down to the south and some of the incredible things they've got in Sicily. Yes, obviously I like to cook. You know, an easy bachelor Tanya sort of thing to make is whip up an easy batch of polenta, which, you know, cornmeal mush, but I happen to like it. I refuse to think of it as grits. It's polenta. And then do like a poached egg with some bacon on top of it. So you get that nice sauce from some egg yolk and some crispy bacon. It's one of those nice, you feel a little bit fancy with your cornmeal mush, but some fun polenta is there. Or, you know, I was born in the 70s. I remember cannelloni being a big deal with big giant tube pasta and, you know, stuffing it with the ricotta and having the sauce up on the top and everything. So I do have some nostalgia every once in a while and feel a need to make that. I know. It's so fun. Anyway, you know, it's like you cook them up and you work so hard to not split them. Or because I've got the pasta machine, like delicately making your own and then wrapping it around and getting it into your dish and the sauce on top. So,
where did you get your pasta machine at?
I've had it for close to 30 years. It actually came from Country Kitchen when it was over in the Washington Plaza.
They don't wear out, do they?
No, they don't. That thing has been used a lot over the years. It's been in storage the last 4 or 5, but it used to get used on the regular at my house, and so it's been kind of fun with the three of us finally managing to get our schedules to work to get together. And
I know.
You know, we've got a plan. We started last weekend, and now we can start speculating about what we want to try again in the future.
Rhonda, what sort of Italian food do you enjoy cooking besides that incredible blood orange tarragon cream?
Well, I think pasta is an easy go-to to feed a ton of people, but one of the recipes that I like the most is I really enjoy black truffle, and so I'll do a creamy mushroom like spiral pasta. I can't think of the name of it, but we can get it locally here. And but it has lots of curls in it, so it catches that cream sauce, and then just drizzle some black truffle oil over the top, and it's just perfect.
We call that sinfully good.
Very good.
Another wonderful Italian dish that I made some time ago, actually last month. I was going through a cookbook from like the 1988. Pioneer Ladies. I have this cookbook, and I'm going through it from 1988. It was a fundraiser for them.
I love those old cookbooks.
And I'm going through it, and I see this recipe from my mom, clam linguine.
Ooh.
And so, but she back then they didn't get fresh steamers up here, so she used, you know, the clams from the can. So I thought, I've never made clam linguine before, and I did, very similar to how you make your pasta, but I probably had more wine and butter and no cream in it. in Linguine, but I got the steamer clams from Safeway. They come in fresh with mussels every Thursday and Saturday. So I did that, and this made the clam linguine that Tanya had one night.
And me and like 8 other people.
Yeah.
You had a full house.
Yeah. And it's easy to make.
And it was delicious.
Elegant and delicious. And that's a fun thing you can do with food. It does not have to, you don't have to savor over it for 2 to 3 hours. Unless you're a barbecue god like myself. But to really produce a really good meal like that, I was into it for about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. That was it. Served 8 people. Right. And, yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I sort of like going back with my heritage on my mom's side. What can I learn? You know, she never made a white sauce. Mm-hmm. Never made a white sauce. She made a red sauce, and that's what I give out for a Christmas present
every year.
That red sauce that my grandparents brought over from Italy, just that I give a consumable out at Christmas, my Christmas basket, and that puts me in the Christmas spirit. It makes me think how fortunate I am, and you know, I don't have to think about too many Christmas presents after that when you put together a Christmas basket with homemade pasta sauce, a pound of DeSico size 24 rigatoni, a great bottle of Italian wine, some coffee, some cookies, some candy, a card. Here you go. And the basket, that's always important too. So food has a fun function in it. Restaurants. Rhonda, where do you like going for a restaurant?
Well, you can't go wrong with Bobby's downtown. But as far as Italian, got a couple options in Fairbanks. The Velada is probably my favorite, though. As rare as it is to go out there, I think they do an excellent job, and it seems very homegrown and full of love out there.
Yeah. I always enjoy, actually, the Salt and Bocca over at Giraldo's, and since we're focusing on pasta, they've just got like a pasta al olio that goes on the side with it, so it's just some noodles with a little bit of olive oil, and I'd say, you know, it's Giraldo, so there's probably some garlic in there. But it's a dish I love.
I really enjoy Giraldo's, Bobby's, and the Velada. Mm-hmm. But what's the unsung heroes about Bobby's and the Velada, Bobby's and Giraldo's, is their pizza. Pizzas are just so good. And you hear about other pizzas, but Fairbanks, I'm telling you, you want a really, 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 really good pizza, go to Bobby's or Giraldo's. And they have all these different Italian styles or Greek styles, meats, cheeses, the whole gamut of really very good pizza. Yeah.
I agree. One morning I visited with Bobby and watched him make pizza dough, and it was so lovingly handmade to perfection, and it was just gorgeous to watch him doing what he loves and sharing that recipe for all of us.
Yeah, there's another one, the House of Fire Pizza. Mm-hmm. The doctor there, he handcrafted his own dough and his own sauce, and he goes in New York style, thin crust. And he's like Bobby's and Giraldo's. You're not going to get a pizza from him in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You're going to sit down. It's going to be 25 minutes. And out it's going to come this work of art with his pizza. And that's how he is. When you have Italian food, what type of Italian wine do you like, Tanya?
Oh, you know, it really does depend on what I'm having, but, I can see the bottle in my head, but I am not able to read the name on it right now. It will hopefully come to me. I mean, you know, a Sangiovese is delicious, but there's a couple others that...
I like Barolo's.
Yes, that's where I was going. Thank you. Barolo was where I was trying to go.
Well, I'm a bubble girl, and
excuse me, you're an incredible bubble girl. Your champagne collection is a wow moment.
It's a legendary.
But who? But sorry to interrupt.
It's for all. We'll share and cook more. But I think a nice Prosecco goes well with some of the lighter, creamy sauces that I like to make with pasta.
And all the good things in life.
You know, on the red side, I like the Barolo. On the white side, I like the Pinot Gris.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to cook with the Pinot Gris because there's no flavoring from, say, oak or anything like that. It's very neutral. It's light, it's crisp, it's tasty. And that when you drink it and when you cook with it, it's a great ingredient, but it doesn't dominate. You're not going to say, okay, you used a Chardonnay in here. It doesn't dominate, and that's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's always nice when you get it worked in, like when you made the clam linguine and you chased everybody out of the kitchen so that you could dump the wine in and deglaze the pan so you could just get all of those flavors incorporated into the sauce and then put the linguine into that so it would soak up what you were doing as you kept chasing all the rest of us out of the kitchen so you could finish working.
So
it was a memorable dish.
So I could keep my secrets. And you just gave the secrets out on the air.
Well, it's a food show.
That's true. That's true.
It's a food show, man.
You're forgiven.
Oh, well, thank you, dear.
But that's what you get to do with wine.
Yeah.
And you're not going to cook with a whole bottle of wine. You got to have a glass for yourself.
And maybe a glass for your friends.
Really?
Maybe.
Okay, well,
yeah.
There is that. Oh. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, what the heck?
Yeah. What's your favorite pizza?
Well, I'm going to report a cardinal sin here. Not a mortal sin, just a cardinal sin. And because my favorite is a Canadian bacon, black olive, and mushroom. Once in a while, I'll throw pineapple on it.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to get scurvy, so, you know, I mean, you just keep on eating that pineapple that's right there. You know, it's important.
And, you know, mm-hmm. But I like going over to, say, Bobby's or Giraldo's and reading their different pizza styles and not changing a thing on it, going to try something else. You know, they have so many wonderful combinations that work. And at those two locations, they each have about 12 to 15 different styles of pizza at each location. So you can really zero in on a combination of foods and toppings that you really like there. And that's why I like going there and ordering pizza. And often that's where I get my pizza to go. If I'm going to get a pizza to go, it's there.
Yeah. I like their Aphrodite at Bobby's, which has chicken, mushrooms, feta, and cocktail shrimp. I was so incredibly skeptical about cocktail shrimp when I first read that on the menu, but somebody got me to try it. And it just has that little hint of delicate, salty sweetness with the other flavors that... It's incredible, and it's now my favorite. But it's proof you should always take the risk and try something new, because I was really giving it some side eye the first time I ever tried it.
I was skeptical about Brussels sprouts.
As you should be.
Now I like those.
Somebody has to.
Rhonda, what have you been skeptical on that you like now?
I don't know. I've traveled a lot, so I'll try anything once. I think we're pretty spoiled in Fairbanks for the variety of food that we have in a small location.
Well, but we demand good stuff. Really, if you're not very good, if you're not a good restaurant, you're not going to be open long here.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Since you're a barbecue guy, David, have you ever done pizza on the grill?
No.
Oh, we got a plan for this summer.
I know.
Ooh.
Ladies, that is our show. Thank you very much for being here. Fairbanks, I will see you next Saturday evening. Enjoy yourself. Tomorrow, go to maybe the Pump House for brunch or out to the Greens for their brunch out there. Enjoy yourself. Have some pasta. Be thinking about family, friends, food you can have, friends you can make, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM, also streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.